she'd pick up some cold, and she's bad to burn corn cobs on her fire, you know. Mm-hmm. And she'd put a bunch of stuff on that, and I don't know why, but it just seemed like she knew just how long to leave it, and she'd take it off, and that'd be the prettiest, brownest bread you ever looked at.
What else? What other things would be made out of cornmeal? What about things maybe you'd fry?
Oh, yeah, hush puppies and, I guess what you'd call fritters.
What's that?
You know, just make up your cornbread, make it kind of stiff, and just fry it in hot grease.
Mm-hmm.
Just about like you do hush puppies, only you don't put the same stuff in them.
What do you put in fritters?
Well, just about the same thing you would in cornbread, an egg and a little salt and
What shape were fritters?
Well, you just take a spoon and dip out some and just put it in the pan, you know, and just pat it down. Might be round or oval or all kind of different shapes. Mine usually come out scrambled.
What about something you'd take just cornmeal and salt and water? And you could eat it with a spoon, I guess.
Mush, is that what you're talking about?
And have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, but that's about the same thing now as St. Elizabeth's hoe cake, only they're just smaller. Just they'd make them in smaller pieces where each person could have just one, you know, and not break it or cut it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we called them.
What was that? What do you call that?
Corn dodger.
Uh-huh. And something that you'd fry in deep fat that has a hole in the center.
Donut.
Okay. Were there different kinds of donuts?
Well, not back when I was a kid. Now there's different kinds. You can make them out of biscuit, you know, cut the center out and fry it and make a donut. But back when I was a kid, it was just you used a recipe and made the dough and then you fried the donuts and they were all the same.
Mm-hmm. What about something that you'd take and fry three or four of these and eat them for breakfast?
Eggs?
Or something made out of, you make up a batter.
Oh, pancake.
Uh-huh.
Or hot cakes, whichever you prefer to call them.
Any other names you ever heard for those?
I don't believe. There's waffles, but that's a different thing.
Mm-hmm. And talking about flour, you say a sack of flour might contain five what?
Pounds.
Okay, and the inside part of the egg.
The yolk, is that what you're talking about?
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Uh-huh. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, then they're
poached eggs.
Mm-hmm. And thick sour milk that you keep on hand, you call?
Buttermilk.
What if it hadn't been churned?
Well, we used to call it clapper.
Uh-huh. Anything that you'd make from that?
We used to put it in the churn and churn it and, you know, we'd let the milk sit there till it clabbered and the cream came up on it and we'd put that in the churn and churn it and make butter and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of